Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be. Welcome to the show. I am so excited to have one of my regulars on my show with me, your favorite co-host, Gunnar Bauer.
Hello, hello.
Okay, so this week's episode is called Practice the Pause. What the heck is that? This is one of my most favorite quotes that I have read that just stuck in my mind and penetrated my heart and really helped shape how I think about things. So I wanted to share that with you because step by step, how do we have hope when life is hard? And that is why we are doing this podcast, how to put on your big girl pants. How do you do that when it is hard? How can you do that? And so with this episode, we're going to break down practicing the pause. Now, the quote that I love is from Viktor Frankl, and it's in a book called Man's Search for Meaning. And he says, quote, "Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space is our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our freedom." And so in a nutshell, to break that down, between action and reaction, there's a pause. There is a pause. So many people think that when someone does something to you, you have to react because of what they did. I love it that it empowers you that when you have crappy stuff going on, when people are saying mean things about you, when you get sucky bad news, that is okay. It can't take away your power. It can't take away your freedom to choose how you're going to let it affect you. So I've broken it down this week into three areas. What are three ways that can help you practice the pause? Three ways. First, when you know who you are, you're able to be empowered to know that you can get through that hard time. Do you know who you are? Well, let me tell you, I know who you are. You are a son or a daughter of our loving, amazing Heavenly Father who loves you. You are good enough the way you are. You are amazing, incredible. You have a spirit that is meant to change the world and do incredible things. You need to share your light. And when you find out that you have a light, that will help you in dark times know that you can get through it. When you know who you are, there's power in that. Okay, if you don't know who you are, how do I find out who I am? How do you? How do you find out who you are? By studying, connecting to heaven, whether it be the Bible, any source of scripture, whatever you like to learn more about Jesus Christ and his life, you will know that he suffered so much, paid the price for all our sins because he loves us. Our Heavenly Father sent his only Son to the earth to suffer and die because he loves us, because we are his spirit children. And when we learn about where we came from, about why we're here on earth, and about where we're going, that gives us power. That gives us strength. When we know who we are, we have a vision of the future. And when we have a vision of the future, that gives us increased motivation So when we are in those hard times and someone does something mean and nasty, if you're learning about Christ, if you're trying to be like Christ, and you know that there's a plan, you know that you can call on His strength, boom. That's amazing. There is so much power in knowing where we came from, why we're here on earth, and where we're going after we die. When we know that, there is power. So number one, when we know who we are, it will help us practice the pause. When there's that action, when something is done to us, against us, bad news, bad day, we have that ability and that power to recognize there's a pause. And when we know who we are and we're practicing the pause, it will help us be able to control our reaction to it. So instead of being angry and mean and mad about somebody who just cut you off on the freeway or a friend that stabbed you in the back, you can let the anger go and wish them the best because you're learning about Christ, because you're studying about Christ, because you're trying to be Christ-like. I love that. Number two.
Choose gratitude.
How in the heck can you choose gratitude when life is sucky and hard? If you're going through a hard time right now, whether it be a health crisis, a faith crisis, a whole change of life crisis, if you can look at your life and find what you can be grateful for, there's proven results, right? Write down a gratitude journal. If you're doing that and you're focusing on the good, then you will invite more good. You will recognize more good. You will have a happier life if you choose to have gratitude. All right, I'm going to throw out a scripture that I love too on gratitude, and that's Doctrine and Covenants 78:19. And it says,
"And he who receiveth all things with thankfulness shall be glorious, and the things of this earth shall be added unto him, even and 100-fold, yea, more."
Wow. So, do we want to be glorious? Do we want to be able to have an increase of blessings? Then, in that pause, when something's done to you, in that pause, choose to look for something that's good. Choose to look for the positive. There's always something. There is always something to be grateful for. Your day, no matter how bad your day is, someone has it worse. You woke up this morning. You have eyes to see. You walked on 2 feet, if you're lucky, out of your house. I can't even tell you how many times I wished that my late husband could have had that, being able to walk, being able to breathe. The last year and a half of his life, he was on an oxygen machine. Literally, the breath that goes in and out every day. Someone on earth right now is fighting for that and doesn't even have that. It is so easy when we are bogged down with all of our trials and tribulations and hard times and unfair and work and kids and how hard it is to be a parent or how hard it is to be a student, how hard life is. But you need to turn around your perspective. You need to look at what you do have. Holy moly, we are so blessed. When you are around someone who's had any type of health problems, when you're healthy, oh, health is like striking the lottery. If you're healthy and you can breathe and you can walk and you can open your eyes, dang, you are lucky and blessed. And in that pause, when someone does something to you or you have a bad day, if you pause and in that pause before you react, you think of how blessed you are, you think of all the things that you have in your life that are good, that will help soften your heart and soften your reaction. So I love that.
Another thing to expand on that is it's not easy to always find something to be grateful for. And especially in hard times, you always want to be down on yourself and be like, oh, this person always has it better than me. Look at their life. And this sucks. This has happened to me. Why is this happening to me? But not everyone's life is how it looks. And also, if you can just try to find things that you're grateful for in your life, it'll make you 100 times happier than thinking of all the negative that you have. And in a day-to-day life, it is very hard. Most of the time, it is hard to find something that you're grateful for. Like, going to school. Well, what about at lunch? Did you have someone to sit by at lunch? There's someone to be grateful for. You had someone to talk to. There's another thing to be grateful for. I didn't get as much homework. That's something to be grateful for.
Your mom doesn't have you do too many chores.
That's an amazing thing.
I love it. I love it, Gunner. I love your power that it brings to your life when you can be grateful in that pause. So when I was a little girl, I had my Bible, and in my cover of my Bible, I'd write all my favorite quotes. So one of my favorite quotes in there that always made me giggle was, "Satan hates your guts because he doesn't have any." And every time I would just giggle and think of that. But that's a good point that I wanted to bring up, is that Satan wants you to forget that there's a pause.
And I actually have a great scripture about that. It is, if you want to mark this in your Book of Mormon, it is Helaman chapter 5, verse 12. And it says, "And now, my sons or daughters, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, that when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe. Because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation whereon if men build, they cannot fall." This is one of my favorite scriptures because it's very inspirational, because it's basically saying, if you build your belief and if you pray to Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, then your foundation against the devil and his adversary is almost unbreakable. If you can just pray and study the scriptures, if you have them, then you will be able to resist things with a lot more ease than if you were not to.
I love that. I love that. So, and when going to the theme of the day, when you have an action against you that's unsavory, and you've built, like we talked about, number one, knowing who we are, if you've built your foundation on our Savior, Jesus Christ, you're going to be able to have that power, like Gunner said, to be able to choose and control your reaction. I love that, because Satan wants you to forget that there's a pause. Satan wants you to ignore that there's a pause. Satan wants you to think there is no pause. When someone punches you, you punch him back. An eye for an eye, baby. Bring it on. Drag it out. Oh, you're going to do that to me? Well, guess what I'm going to do to you? Bring it. That's all Satan. Like, he thinks, oh, someone cuts you off? You flip them off. Like, there is a serious power in knowing that there's a pause. I love it. Love it, you guys. So practice the pause. If you are down and you feel like the pause is not going to cut it, number three is one of my favorite ways to get me through the hard times and help me in those moments when I am like, I feel like the ugly is going to come out. Like, I have to think of something that makes me laugh. If you can learn to laugh through the hard times, I can't even tell you how many times, like, we would come back after a chemo trial. Clint gets kicked off of it because the cancer has grown too much and we have to have surgery again, and it is so sucky and depressed and depressing that me and Clint, and like, he would look at me and just say, like, at least our pets' heads aren't falling off, you know? And I would look at him and be like, yep, at least our pets' heads aren't falling off. And that's the truth. Like, rewind if you haven't seen that. They get home and they've had the worst day and they look in their bird cage and their bird's head has fallen off. And they are dumb because, hello, it's called Dumb and Dumber, that they think their bird got sick and its head fell off. So that's not really what happened. And if you want to know, you can watch it for yourself. I'll throw that teaser out there if you haven't seen it. That you've got to think of something. What's a one-liner that can get you through when you know the floodgates are going to just fall because of what's going to go on in your life? Sometimes you just need to cry, and that's okay. That's okay. Crying, nothing's wrong with crying. But sometimes you don't want to cry. And when you don't want to cry, think of something that's going to make you laugh. Call a friend that you love that you know is going to make you laugh and cheer you up. But, you know, get a saying. You know, and we had that saying, at least our pets' heads are not falling off. You know, and it's like, true. Life could be worse. Our pets' heads couldn't be falling off. I have had one of the worst days. I've had lots of really bad days. On this one day in particular, here Clint and I were driving down the freeway. Okay, the freeway. We had had scans done. And we were driving to the results appointment, and our car breaks down on the freeway. So here we are on the side of the freeway that we make it to. Our car's smoking. Clint gets out, and I am just seriously like, I can't even wrap my mind around how much worse could life possibly be getting right now. Like, here we are driving to a results appointment at Huntsman Cancer Hospital where it's probably going to be bad news because it always is bad news for us. And our car breaks down on the side of the road. Holy crap. Like, when he went out to look at the car, I seriously said a prayer like, Heavenly Father, please help me not run into the oncoming traffic. And I must say, sometimes God doesn't answer prayers right away, but he answered that one. Luckily for my children and myself, he answered that one that day. Like, I seriously, like, I wanted to run into oncoming traffic and end it because I was so sick of it getting so hard all the time. But we have to look in those hard times. We have to remember who we are, number one. We have to choose to be grateful. And number three, we've got to laugh. Like, we've got to enjoy life. And like, one of my very favorite scriptures is Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. Not just like occasional happiness. No, joy. God wants us to be happy, not only happy, but joyful. And how do we do that? How do we find that joy when it is hard? By number one, knowing who we are. Number two, choosing gratitude. And just number three just helps you get through when it's hard, and that's to laugh. We love you guys. We are blown away by the response from everybody loving our podcast. We have our website, which is
putonyourbiggirlpants.com.
Our email's on there as well. So if you have a question for us and you would like us to talk about it on one of our episodes, we would be more than happy to do that. So remember, practice the pause this week. When something sucky happens,
practice the pause.
When you get bad news,
practice the pause. When you have no one to sit by at lunch,
practice the pause. We love you, and so does God.